Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series of the great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this week we'll be looking at another great companion by the name of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was 18 years younger than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he passed away 8 years before the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Mus'ab, the son of Umair, was a very handsome, wealthy, and intelligent companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born to a very wealthy family and was brought up in great luxury and comfort, and would walk the streets wearing the best garments and perfumes. He accepted Islam in the very early days of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophethood. Out of fear of his family, he kept it a secret, but they soon came to know and tortured him. He was known for his intelligence from a very young age, and for this reason, he was allowed to join the senior gatherings of the Quraysh. He received the title of Safir al-Islam, the ambassador of Islam, when he became the first person to be sent as an ambassador to Madinatul Munawwara, which at the time was known as Yathrib. He was sent to educate and teach the people about Islam. He was further honored with the opportunity to lead the first ever Jum'ah Salah in Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu carried out both the hijrah, first to Abyssinia and then to Madinatul Munawwara, and was actually the first person to migrate to Medina. He participated in the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud and was honored to be the flag bearer in both battles. It was in the Battle of Uhud where he was martyred. He passed away while still holding on to the flag and reciting a verse of the glorious Quran. When he was shrouded, there was only one sheet on his body. It was so small that when his head was covered, his feet became exposed, and when his feet were covered, his head became exposed. Eventually, the sheet was used to cover his head, and izgir, which is a type of grass, was used to cover his feet. He passed away at the approximate age of 40, and he was buried in Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a great amount of reward for all of his services to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to our deen, and give us all the ability to emulate his great companions in every way.